Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll's abrupt exit from Florida's executive branch in March was followed by an investigative report that showed some of the most dishonest charities in the country called the Sunshine State home. That prompted Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, whose office also handles charities, to meet with legislators and crack down on what he calls bad players in the nonprofit world. Currently, there is little in the way of regulation for nonprofits. Their only requirement is to register with the state. But Putnam and St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis' proposal would expand those requirements to include submission of detailed financial and employment reports, a ban on charities who've been cited for ethics problems in other states, and more. And charities' financial records would be publicly available on a state website. All those new regulations might ruffle the feathers of some of the legislature's more conservative members, but Putnam says the legislation was crafted in partnership with nonprofits and wouldn't burden small local charities who bring in less than $25,000 a year.
In rewriting the state's charity laws, we should work with the blue ribbon not-for-profits who do it well, who do it right, who've been doing it a long time, and can help us avoid unintended consequences that will stand between you and doing what you are so good at.
Putnam unveiled the bill at a meeting of the Florida Nonprofit Alliance, a statewide coalition of charities. The Senate version of the bill, sponsored by Senator Brandis, has yet to be scheduled a committee hearing. And the House version of the bill, sponsored by Bradenton Republican Representative Jim Boyd, is still being drafted. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benk.